Now, it would come into 88. And that house on the corner is where Mr. Baker lives, isn't it? Right down the lane. Well, I don't know whether it is now where Mr. Baker lives. Maybe Babcock used to. I don't know. But.
Well, Babcock lived further. No, Catherine used to tell me something. He had a cousin or something with Babcock, too, and he lived there. For the old house where Mr. and Mrs. Babcock, let me see, what was his first name? I can't think. John Babcock and Emma. I think that was their first name. It was always called Mr. and Mrs. But I didn't know these people on the corner, but they said they was related to him.
Well, Mr. Baker is the one who has the, who used to have Baker's Beach Club, you know, Doug?
Oh, yes, yes.
He's the one who lived there. Now he sold that Baker's Beach Club, mm-hmm. and he travels a good deal. He's not here too much of the time.
Yeah. Where I came with the horse and wagon.
That one down there?
Yeah, the old one. And delivered wood. We cut wood. And then I brought it down with my old big horse.
Wait a minute. I'm going to stop. Down here. That was the drift. Well, that's still the drift road, isn't it?
Does that come out on there? Still the drift road to the new bridge? That, or to the cemetery. Might be coming to the cemetery.
Yes, but I think it's called Babcock House Old. And that, what did you say about that?
I used to carry wood with a horse. And if he was home, he'd unload it mm-hmm. for me. If he wasn't, well, I'd unload it where his wife told me to. And that was from your place.
Now we're going to turn off onto the main road.
Get to Etta's.
Uh-huh. And get to Etta's. And here at the corner, this house belongs now to Mr. Paul. And it was built in the 20th century. And this cross across the street belongs to Mr. Paul. Mm-hmm. And that was 20th century. And then there is a little old house.
Does Paul own all this now?
He owns that, and he owns his house.
I've been
across
to that
the
one. I think that's so pretty.
Isn't it pretty? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know who owns that little house, but we'll take that another time. It's called the Baker, Old Baker House. That's what Lucia calls it.
I can't think of it.
Now then. Now, do you know who lives here?
I don't know. Anybody lives now.
No? You don't know the two little houses, right?
I used to drive the stage years ago. I used to say, Etta must know. I think she'd tell me. I'd tell you these things right along here better than I did. Mm-hmm.
And right there, you don't know either. Well?
Where was Stevens? It was...
When do you think they might have been built?
Oh, a long time ago. Because I can't remember when there was myself. Might have been when I was a little girl. I don't remember that.
No.
This was Warren Stevens' father and mother's here.
This is Warren Stevens' father and mother's? Wait, this one?
This one, I think this one, because I used to come see her. I don't remember that.
That's old, isn't it?
It must be.
And then across the street, this White House.
I'm going to have to ask Etta. I forgot.
All right.
I used to know him, I was petty.
Well, we'll go up there and ask Etta.
I know that one's a pastor. there.
Here and how? Yes, I wonder when it was built.
And that must be old too.
Wonder who lives here.
Where's she's further up. Yeah. Oh, I know her first name too. Doris. Where's Doris again?
She's up here just a piece.
I was thinking a little bit further up.
Here she is.
Too many kids in my room.
No, this isn't Dorothy's. Dorothy's is there. This is Dorothy's. And this is Etta's.
Yes.
Poor, I hope Etta hasn't waited too long. We'll go in and get her and take her for a little ride and see if we can. She's probably been waiting and waiting. I hope not. I told her earlier because I didn't know we were going
to
stop.
Want me to go or you want to stay here?
I'll just go.
Well, neighbor, why is
it? What's happening?
Here's a little old lady.
Oh, take your time.
Yeah, yes, I go this way.
I know her at all.
Well, the only thing is, I like you back for 4 o'clock. If I could, where is that?
Yeah.
Because Raymond.
All right, it's 2:30 now.
Yes.
We'll get you back by 4.
Okay.
Well, it's...
Well, my old friend Mabel, these are your respected kids.
What a surprise.
What a surprise.
Miss Ryan,
were you outdoors? You've been outdoors this afternoon?
Well, no, because
we
didn't
come in here
this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because I tried to get you.
And I
don't know. Well, I could call out, but you can't call in. There's something wrong at the office.
Oh, dear.
So they found out, and they said they'd fix it as soon as they could.
Well,
I said, as long as I can call out. That's the main thing.
Mm. Now, Etta?
Yes?
Do you know when your house was built at all?
Huh?
Do you know when this house was built?
This one?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. Peter White built this and used to be a cupola on top. A good many years ago, he owned all the farms around here. And,
This was all farmland around here.
All farmland.
Was this built before or after Dorothy Gifford, for instance?
Oh, well, I don't know. Must have been before, I think. No, maybe the... I don't know. Well, that was built before.
I asked that.
He had a big farm. He had cattle and everything. And there was a big cupola on the top. And the stairs in the attic that you could walk up to it. But that's all been closed off now. And that cupola got so loose... They had to take it off.
Mm-hmm.
That was for the wives to see the sea captains when they came.
Yes, they kept a lantern hanging up in there at night, and lit every night for all the seamen.
The thing.
So they could tell.
Mm-hmm.
About, you know, they got a... by their compass and that light, they knew about how far there was to come in.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderfully interesting.
Yeah, oh, it felt terrible to have to take that cupola off. Because I had... A great nephew came last summer, and he kept going by here and going by. He was looking for the house with the cupola on.
Yeah.
And finally, because he hadn't been here since a little boy.
Yeah. Well, this house across the street is a new one, isn't it?
That's what?
A new house.
A new one, new house.
Well, down in there is Judson's, and then that was a garage. And
this is Judson's garage into a cottage.
Yes.
We've been up to Betsy Connell's place.
Oh, for crows.
Now, that's why we came so long.
Oh, my.
They are.
Well.
When do you think this was built? This cottage, this garage was built just recently, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mr. Judson Bullock were out there, and then he decided to close it in. And then his sister lived there quite a while until after he died. And then she had to leave. Oh, after Mrs. Judson went, she went to the city building again. Born.
Yeah.
It's too bad. I think Norma should have kept her there. Because she took care of her father and her mother and everything for her.
Now, down this lane, the lots of houses. Well, the Acubians lived, don't they?
The Acubians, yes, and then all goes way down and around, and the houses galore all in back there.
Yes. There's a lane way down there with a lot of houses, Charles Street, and they're all 20th century, aren't they?
Yes. I haven't been down there in a long time.
And who lives next door to you here?
Mrs. Brewster lives next to me, Wigan. Now, Preston, Mrs. Preston lives here. She lives here all alone. She's here and she isn't here half the time. She goes to her son.
House is a modern house, 20th century,
yes,
isn't
her
it?
Her son married a Basil Hall's daughter, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy. She's very pleasant, but she's away most all the time. Yeah, that was Mr. Cody bought that land. That was from our farm. This land was.
Right, so the farm you were on before.
Yes.
I mean your house.
Yes, and then they took in that big lot, and they it used to be beautiful down in there. Flower gardens, rose flowers, and everything. And then
whose land was it? Was it Palmer or was it Vito?
What?
Was it White who owned the land? Or?
No, Grandpa Palmer owned it.
Grandpa Palmer?
Yes, owned that one in our place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, now, we'll drive up the street a little bit. Takes forever, doesn't it? Now I know who lives here in this house. I don't know.
Oh, Glenda, I guess. Broadbent.
The Broadbent.
Yeah,
and this is, that's not an old house, is it?
Last summer I could walk up as far as there and back.
Yeah.
This isn't an old house, is it?
No, this is the, they built this. Walter built this house.
Is that 23 years old?
Huh?
Is that 23 years old?
Well, it must be, because Lois is married and got a little baby.
It must build it a little before we built ours. And
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it must be 30 years old.
Oh, I see.
That's Dick Nattel's lived down there. That's Mrs. Dick Nattel. He died a few years ago. He was a professor at Harvard, art professor, head of the art department at one time. It's beautiful. Now, that lane, the lane of the Dick Nattel lane went to pastures.
No, this one belongs to,
Kohlenberg.
They're related to the Omans.
Yeah, Kohlenberg is the name. Mm-hmm. They're friends of the Arthur Kohlenberg. Oh, the big red house was Walter Wood? Well, do you have any idea how old that is?
No, not too many years old.
About the turn of the century or something? Around the 1900s?
Well, I don't know. I know it was there when I moved up here on the hill to my house.
when I used to live way down the street.
Now, across the street is the True Bloods. I know that, and that's recently built. Now, who lives up here beyond the True Bloods? I know these people. That's a new house. It's only 4 or 5 years old.
They're related to the Yeomans. No, yes. Here.
Yes, oh, they're related to the Yeomans now.
Fish, Mrs. Fish.
Mrs. Say, Fish. Her husband.
That's where Priscilla used to live, Priscilla Mulligan.
Oh, yes.
And is that an old house or
no? No, no. They had it built, I think, Priscilla did.
Mm-hmm.
That house. I wish you did. Don't see your neighbors much down here like what used to be years ago. I see Mrs. Fish once a year. Her and another lady comes.
Who do you think owned all this land originally?
Find out how much money you want to donate to the church for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they go.
Who owned all this land way back, you know?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know whether it goes up the ways here to what's his name?
Yeah, who owned that big house on that side? I can't think now. Oh,
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I
there was a big Macomer house on that side.
Yes, but then.
Now, this is a little art group building. The art, you know, that was given by Betty Yeomans. That land was given to the art group. And here, we come to the Yeomans' land.
Well, what's this? Something built
in there? That's a little building that the art group moved over here. They're hoping to make a little workshop and studio of it.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, I know that was something new because I hadn't seen it.
Yes, they didn't build it. They just moved it here. Now, this is the Yeoman's barn and...
I used to bring so much
to one tree and then go around all of them.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was long ago. I think
the
mother used to live this house.
Yes, lived in the big house. Aunt Mary lived in the... there were a lot of different houses that they owned.
Yeah.